Mercy and peace be multiplied to us from God our Father through his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's see, where have I been over the last 3 weeks, right? Belden, North Dakota. Greetings from the Niemetello family and the Cunningham family. They pretty much comprise what remains in the church there. John Niemetello's funeral. Family service, Sunday morning service in Belden. And also we traveled to Ironwood in the Copper Country. Saw numerous people there, and maybe some that you know, some that you might not know, but so many did send their Christian greetings to the church here in Arizona from both Ironwood as well as from the Copper Country. It's a long hike up there, 6 hours of driving till you get to the airport, whether it be Minneapolis or Milwaukee. So a lot of time and contemplation, a lot of woods between point A and point B. But we're all on the same journey of faith as those who believe, whether they be here, whether they be in our country, across the world, wherever we are planted to be examples to others regarding salt and light, as the Gospel of Matthew and the Sermon on the Mount tells us. For our meditation this morning, sixth Sunday after Pentecost, the epistle text is found in Colossians chapter 5, by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Where? Our somewhere is right now Gilbert, Arizona, or the state of